story and the prayer of 101, whatever. Seeing reality. Reality is more beautiful and fantastic than the in the story world or whatever. There's a quote there. And what I wanted to hear is a picture of someone sitting in a little room, like a pub or something, dark, enclosed box. And you can see the person is just hiding from reality. It appears too scary or whatever. And then you have the other ones standing in the midst of it. The material, social reality of people on Earth. And you see, it's, you know, they may be standing in a nice Swedish city where everything is in order, but then you see in the distance, this could be a good picture, in the distance you see bombs and missiles and black smoke and oil fields burning and so on. And then you see in the foreground the nice streets, and it's outside of that pub now, and you look there, but you can, and towards the horizon where you have the back there in the background, the mess, you can see then gradually in the midground, I mean, I'm talking photography, composition here, just so I can remember the picture. Because I'm going to draw it. that kind of black, dark, destructive stuff there in the background, threatening stuff, it creeps closer, like cracks coming towards you. And this is what people don't like to see. And what they hide from in their little room there. But there is another. This is not reality. That mess. Reality is higher. It's beyond that. Always protected from that. And there we are, actually. That's the thing. So then you have a next picture of that same scene, but you have zoomed out from that and you see that it's like in a little bubble, Buloka bubble, or a big bubble, of course. But now you're standing outside of that bubble, looking at it, doesn't have to be painted or drawn exactly like a bubble, but something bubbly, you know, a little spherish that way. And there we are, you know, and everything is happy and nice, and that's reality. Friends are there, and, you know, we're... And then you're looking at this, what's going on in the material world, you know, the earthly realm, and maybe just scratching your head and, you know, someone going in, someone coming out. I mean, if you want to develop this and the ones going in, why would you want to go in there today? Well, of course, less people want to beget children when things are rough. And yes, less people want to to go in there. But some do in order to help out. You know, angels stepping in. And others, parasite beings, are there as well. So, but the thing is, when you look at it from the outside and you have that kind of distance to it, then it's like looking at a movie. It's you know, sometimes you put on a Hollywood flick about war or drama or crazy things in the World War and eat popcorn and look at it. But that's how you can view this as well. It doesn't mean that you don't care, because you care about the people who are drawn into that. And tell them you are actors, you just forgot that you are, you got lost in your roles. So don't worry. Just play the game well. And remember, this is how you play it. To win. And this is a game. It's a nice game because it's a game where it's not me winning, you losing. It's me winning and helping you to win, and we are solving this game, this puzzle, together. So we can see it like a game.